This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We have made it. It's the Friday of Super Bowl 59. The Kansas City Chiefs trying to do something never before done in the Super Bowl era, win three straight. The Philadelphia Eagles and Saquon Barkley trying to bring another championship to that filthy city. We'll get you set for the game throughout the show today. But I got to tell you, 3-14, planes in the air demanding change, the Daniel Jones situation, falling in the NFL draft, the Commanders finding their quarterback in Jaden Daniels, Saquon Barkley being incredible in Philadelphia and being an MVP finalist, Saquon Barkley helping the Eagles get to the Super Bowl, Saquon Barkley being the offensive player of the year. This has truly been one of the worst seasons in the history of the New York Giants. And I need to quote a writer in this town, because I think there was a writer last night who summed it up beautifully. He's a fellow by the name of Art Stapleton. I don't know Art very well, but Art, I think, captured the New York Giants in this sentence. Uh-huh. Two sentences. Saquon Barkley wins Offensive Player of the Year. Now let's go kick the Giants in the balls and announce that Hall of Fame snub, Eli Manning, is not getting in. And he's right. Like, we'll debate the Eli merits, but when you think about how awful this season has been as a totality, Eli Manning in the Eagles Super Bowl that every Giant fan's disgusted with, Eli Manning not getting into the Hall of Fame, it was like the final bleep you to the Giant fan on, I would say, the worst season in the history of the franchise.
Hashtag Giants 100.
Hashtag Giants 100.
I mean, you're right, ultimately, but just as a observer of the Hall of Fame process, it's so flawed. And it's so annoying to me now that I know how it works a little bit. And I feel bad for Eli. I know Eli's at peace with this and understands, you know, what went on and why he's not in the Hall of Fame, why they have perhaps one of the smallest classes we'll ever see.
Right.
Only four guys in. And we all know why, because they changed the rules and you need 80%. But I get it. But I feel bad for Eli, because Eli has the story to be a Hall of Famer. And if a certain percentage is making him wait because he doesn't deserve to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, what the heck are we talking about?
Right.
If you're a Hall of Famer and your opportunity is now, you're a Hall of Famer.
Well, it's funny. I said that about CeCe Sabathia, where I think he's a Hall of Famer if we define it as is that guy first ballot or should he have to wait a few years? To me, that whole thing is stupid.
Yes.
Either you're a Hall of Famer or you're not a Hall of Famer, because some of the greats of our sports were not first ballot Hall of Famers. Like Joe DiMaggio is not a first ballot Hall of Famer,
yeah.
Which to me shows you what does first ballot really mean. So it's funny.
I mean, it's really only three, because three right. got in. It's because Sterling Sharp was a senior committee.
Right, right, right.
So, I mean, how are there only three guys worthy to be in the Hall of Fame?
No, I get
and
it.
And I know that. I've seen the list. We talk about that list. There are more than three guys that deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
No question.
From the modern era of the NBA.
NFL.
The NFL.
Yes.
It makes no sense at all
well,
to me.
The Eli Manning thing to me is very fascinating, because the Eli Manning Hall of Fame discussion is not new to WFAN.
No.
Us talking about it today, whether it was in the mornings or the middays or here right now, this isn't new. This debate's been going on since he won his second Super Bowl.
Yes.
On this radio station. And it's a very heated debate, I must tell you. There are a lot of passionate sides to, he's not a Hall of Famer, he is a Hall of Famer. I saw last night on social media. I'm not saying it's all Giant fans. I think it's a mix of just NFL fans. When there is something as heated as the Eli Manning debate, I like to simplify it. So I'm going to simplify the Eli Manning Hall of Fame debate, where we can all say, okay, that makes sense. Are you ready for this?
Yes, go ahead.
If you take away the postseason, and I know you can't, but just stick with me here. If you take away the postseason and you're just judging Eli Manning as a regular season quarterback, I think most of us would agree he is not a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Is that a fair statement?
Yes, but okay. Neither is Terrell Davis.
I agree. I'm only talking about Eli, but yes, you're right.
I'm just saying.
100%.
If you're going to make that caveat, and because the story for so many of these other guys is, what did they do in the postseason?
I agree.
And you can't write. I remember this, whatever it was, 12 years ago when TD got in. You can't write the history of the NFL without Terrell Davis. Well, you certainly can't write it without Eli Manning.
I agree.
Especially given what he accomplished and what his teams accomplished.
But that's the crux of the Eli Manning debate. Like, if we can all take a step back and admit, as a regular season quarterback, he's not it. Can you admit that, Sean, by the way?
Yes and no.
What do you mean yes or no? As a regular season quarterback?
Because, look, well,
come
here,
on, Sean.
This is what I'm talking about yesterday. He retired top 10 in passing yards, touchdowns, is 14th all-time in wins as a quarterback. Now, you want to debate that or anything. All I'm saying is, yes, he is not the elitist of elite, but he certainly has a resume with paired Super Bowls. It's not Super Bowls and nothing.
We're going to get to the Super Bowls. I'm not eliminating it.
But the point is, it's not just Super Bowls.
Okay.
Right?
As a regular season quarterback, his stats, and I know stats lie, they're not perfect, or my eyeball check, because I watched his entire career, we all have, he was not a Hall of Fame quarterback as a regular season quarterback. But to your point about the history of the game and what you do in the postseason, this comes down to how much are you as an individual going to put in what he did on those two Super Bowl runs and the story of the NFL to say that's enough to get in? That's what it comes down to. Because as a regular season quarterback, he's not Philip Rivers. But guess what? Philip Rivers doesn't have that story teak that you mentioned.
Right.
So this comes down to, and I have this in baseball all the time. Hey, if you take away the postseason, what is he? Well, you have to include it. If you take away the postseason, Eli Manning was a very slightly above average quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he rank for the entirety of his career? It wasn't number one, it wasn't number two, it wasn't number five. He's probably like the seventh best quarterback in the NFL during his career. But his postseasons, I do not diminish.
You can't diminish.
I'm not. It. The question for every individual who's on the fence in this is, was that enough to take what wasn't a Hall of Fame career and make it a Hall of Fame career? And I think that's a simple way to look at it, because I think it's fair.
Well, what do we play this game for?
To win.
Is it to make money? Is it to get people to go to stadiums and sit their asses in seats and watch a fun product? Is it to win the division? Is it to get to the playoffs? It is all of that, but is it especially to win Super Bowls? And Eli Manning did that with great aplomb twice. Against what we have grown to be, I don't know, indoctrinated into, against the greatest team in the history of great teams. That's what the Patriots were.
Yes.
And if we're changing the narrative on what the Patriots were, then a lot of people got to apologize for the BS we listened to for two decades with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, right? He beat them twice in the postseason. And I don't, you can't take away that story. Right, and by the way, this is why Eli is okay with this, and I probably am as well. because that story's never leaving.
Right.
The history of the game is never going to take that away from the New York Giants and from Eli Manning and Tom Coughlin, by the way, who we're not even talking about in this conversation, who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, as we did earlier in the week. But you can't take that away. And so if you're telling the story of this Patriots dynasty, there are a couple of interruptions in it, and two of them happen to be Eli Manning.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Period. That, to me, that makes him a Hall of Famer, especially when you consider all the things that Sean mentioned. It's not like he was sub-average and terrible and a bad guy, and God, he got lucky. The rest of his team carried him for most of his career. That's not the case. And so, to me, the fact that there are three guys that got in, those guys are all worthy. Sterling Sharp gets in as a veterans committee, senior, whatever it's called, senior committee, I think it is, selection. They've got to start letting more guys in the Hall of Fame because more guys are deserving.
I understand.
And I know they're trying to make it exclusive. You know, there's only so many guys. I forget what the number is in the Hall of Fame, but it's starting to feel unfair. And that's... That frustrates me.
Do you see the other side of the Eli Manning debate?
Of course I do. But
because the regular season stuff. That's the other side.
But who cares about that?
But I think that's where the holdup is. I'm not talking about voters because I think the whole system is corrupt. That's just my opinion. I'm talking about fans. This is an actual debate that I'm telling you I've heard for many years. And I don't think it's an anti-Giant thing, by the way. I think there are some Giant fans who don't think Eli's a Hall of Famer. I think it's few and far between, though. But I think the debate around Eli Manning has always been about how much can the postseason brilliance, and it was brilliant,
Yeah,
it was.
Single postseason yardage leader.
You don't have to sell me on it.
Well,
I appreciate it, but how much does that offset the fact that his regular seasons were not Hall of Fame worthy?
That's the debate. I just need to reiterate this, and I understand what you're saying, and I'm not going fully the other way. I think we are extreme. We've almost in this whole debate, and it's not just us on the show leading up, we've got to the point where I think we've completely undervalued Eli Manning's regular seasons. I mean, the fact that he was that durable, went out there and played every game and had that streak. Oh, by the way, you think that's not going to be used in a pro Philip Rivers debate if and when he gets in the Hall of Fame too? And one step further, and yes, he's not going to say it, but I'll say it as a Giant fan grew up watching, outside of Tiki Barber, who it's a disgrace is not in the Hall of Fame, give me the other Hall of Fame offensive player Eli Manning played
with.
Because I just saw a second one Rivers
went
in.
Here's what I'll counter, and I'll include you in this, Tiki, and it's a compliment. There were years in which you were maybe the best or second best or third best running back in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There were years where Peyton Manning was the best quarterback
in the
NFL.
All of them had Hall of Famers with him.
There was never a year in which Eli Manning was top six as a quarterback in the NFL. And I know you hear me and you think I'm hating. I think Eli's a Hall of Famer because of a lot of things you said, Teek, about what he did in the postseason. But his regular seasons were not Hall of Fame worthy. Even Terrell Davis, you brought him up earlier, Teek. He was the best running back in the NFL for a couple of years.
Yeah, he was. Absolutely.
So that was never the case with Eli Manning. That was the case with you. That was the case with Terrell. That was the case with a lot of other people. And that's what holds Manning back.
Yeah, but to me,
am I wrong?
I keep hearing the stories. Like, everybody has the story. It's the story. It's the story. Look, this goes back to the T.O. thing, right? They created, and this is the same, mostly the same voters, they created the most nonsensical story about Terrell Owens, that for why he shouldn't have been a Hall of Famer. And I couldn't believe it when I was hearing it.
Mm.
As a guy who played the sport, the reason that they didn't let Terrell Owens in until his third time, I believe, maybe it was fourth, I can't remember, in the Hall of Fame, was because every team he was on, nobody wanted him.
Hmm.
And Bill Parcells called him that guy or that player, whatever the heck it was.
Right.
But you can't deny the greatness of T.O.
Can't.
Just like you can't deny the unprecedented accomplishment that Eli Manning did twice to one of the best teams in the history of the game. And so, look, I can't argue against these guys because we don't get a chance to.
Right.
They don't answer for themselves. But I feel like the fact that this is, I don't know. I can't even put it into words, but it doesn't make sense to me how three guys get in the Hall of Fame and Eli's left out. And not even in the finals of the finals, by the way. Which, who the hell knew that there was a finals of the finals?
right.
It's just, I don't know. From a friend of Eli, a teammate of Eli's, it's frustrating.
Yeah, as a fan, I'm only frustrated by, I won't vote for you this time.
Yes.
But I'll vote for you next time. That, to me, is stupid.
I agree.
That does not make sense to me.
What's interesting? I feel like in baseball, they've gotten over that.
I don't think they have, because there was a guy who didn't vote for Ichiro. There was only one guy.
That's just an idiot.
Right. Yeah.
Who's remaining anonymous and will not tell us why he didn't do that.
Right.
Which we obviously know why, because there's only one that can be unanimous. But whatever. Who cares? CeCe is a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Is he 89%? Was that what it was? 80, what else? It was 80-something percent.
Right. That's the crazy part to me. Like
baseball got over it.
Right.
CeCe is a Hall of Famer. We don't have to make him wait. He wasn't elite of the elite of the elite of the elite.
Like, right? if you
were... He was great, and he's a Hall of Famer. Let him in on his first ballot.
If you're a borderline Hall of Famer, and I see the back and forth on Eli Manning, I even saw the back and forth a little bit on CeCe Sabathia. My attitude is, if I think you're a Hall of Famer, I'd vote for you.
Well,
I'm not going to wait.
Well, I think what's happened in baseball that's not necessarily happening in football yet, as it pertains to the Hall of Fame, is that there is a newer, more nuanced, more evolved interpretation of what the Hall of Fame is. And you see it in baseball, right? Did CeCe hit the milestones of milestones? No. But the game changed.
Right.
Right? The game changed.
No question.
Around him.
Yes.
Right? When he started, it was one way. When he finished, it was a very different way. And so in that context, you look at him and say, dude, he's a Hall of Famer. He doesn't need to wait. Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Just because he's not Pedro Martinez, and he's not, doesn't mean he has to wait.
Exactly.
Like, because that to me is stupid. I think the Eli thing to me is, I see why he's borderline. Like, I don't think this was a no-brainer. Now, I think he's a Hall of Famer. You think he's a Hall of Famer, but I see the other side, and I think it's summed up by he was not a great regular season quarterback.
Yeah, but is it,
my counter and your counter is, hey, guess what? Yeah, the Super Bowls and the playoffs supersede that.
But it matters who he played with. It matters what those teams were like. It matters who his teammates were. It's not as if Eli was terrible.
He was not.
Some of those teams were just bad. And that's not his fault. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you play with what you play with. But when you get your opportunity, you maximize it. And Eli did that. That's the argument for him. There are many arguments against him, obviously.
I think the argument against him is just simply the numbers. Like, that's it. It's just, as a regular season quarterback, he was good, not great. That's the argument against him. Now, I'm a big playoff guy. It's the same reason why I think Curt Schilling's a Hall of Famer.
I think
his playoffs make him go over the top. He's a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. I don't need to repeat it to this audience.
Yep.
You know full well who the hell he is. And to me, that's what takes him over the top, despite being what I've described him as a regular season
quarterback. There's not a lot of those, by the way.
No. A 2-time a Super Bowl MVP?
Yes.
It's a short list. And the guys on that list are legends. Absolutely. Get your calls in a minute on Eli Manning being snubbed. Another bad moment in what's been a miserable Giants season that will finally end on Sunday night. And I got to tell you, we're going to make our picks at about 5:40. And really for 2 weeks, ever since the Chiefs proved me wrong by beating the Buffalo Bills, I have personally thought the Chiefs are going to seal the deal. They are going to beat the Eagles. Mahomes is going to have a three-peat. I got to tell you, as I sat there last night watching NFL Honors, and I saw the Giants continue to get dog-walked in every single aspect, I thought to myself, how is this not ending with the Eagles winning the Super Bowl? Like, it actually started to convince me for the first time.
Well, maybe the line is going that way.
I know. Maybe people are thinking that as well. Like, the reason the Eagles are going to win has nothing to do with Jalen Hurts, has nothing to do with Nick Sirianni, has nothing to do with Pat Mahomes, and has everything to do with the fact that this would be so Giants for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. But last night, I was watching NFL Honors, and I've mentioned to you guys all year that the Giants have become the Jets and that the Giants are the butt of every joke. So when I was watching Snoop Dogg do his opening monologue, I felt like I went back to the past because in his opening monologue, he made this joke about the Jets and I felt like things were back to normal.
My guy Sam Darnold is in the house tonight. SC, what up, Sam? Sam, look, you had an incredible year. It just shows that all you need to succeed is hard work, determination, and getting the hell away from them Jets.
Now, what's funny is as Snoop was setting up the joke, kind of like when Sean sets up a joke,
he knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming.
Right.
And I am so proud of Sam Darnold, a guy who I do not dislike. He did not laugh. He did not smile. Sam still has a soft spot for us as Jet fans. Did you guys not notice that?
He's also a free agent.
Right.
And there could be a team. There's actually two teams in New York that need a quarterback.
Maybe that's it.
Not a dummy.
He was business thinking. So I watched this and I'm like, all right, we're back. All right, maybe I was wrong. Maybe the Jets will always be LOL Jets and LOL Giants is taking a break. And then a little bit later on in the show, they were about to announce the NFL MVP. And we'll get to that a little bit later on. But what they did was for each finalist, they had someone up to make like a quick speech about them. Very quick speech. Right. So, for example, Kurt Warner was actually up there, and he made a quick speech about Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know, but he did it, right? So someone was representing everybody. So all of a sudden, there's Shady McCoy representing Saquon Barkley. And, of course, he reminded us, LOL Giants still exist.
Philly. Yeah. Saquon's the true definition of unstoppable. And there's no defense on earth that can contain him. And there's no way the Eagles get to the second Super Bowl in 3 years without him. And a little help from the Giants. Go Birds!
Of course.
Go Saquon.
Of course. Like, you are the Jets now. We get the monologue joke, but don't worry. Shady will get the dig in a little bit later
on. It wasn't even funny, though.
It didn't get a laugh.
Because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
I think that was the NFL community telling you, we're over this Giant thing.
I told you this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not funny. It's like, okay, I don't get it anymore.
So why was the Jet thing funny? Because I saw you laughing at that one. Is that still funny?
Because Sam got ruined by the Jets.
Oh, okay. And the Giants let Saquon go. I mean, those things are true.
No, Saquon was a free agent.
Yeah, but the Giants let him go.
Saquon chose to sign with the Philadelphia Eagles.
But didn't the Giants mostly say, we're good with you leaving?
I mean, they could have said whatever they want. They offered him a deal. He chose to sign with the Philadelphia Eagles. That just is what it is.
All right.
That's the reality.
Yeah.
But again, you could hear that one coming too by Shady.
Yeah.
But before I heard it, you're just like, what's he going to say? Like, you know he's going to say something about the Giants, but what's he going to say? What can he say?
Right.
And he's like, and thanks to the Giants.
Thanks to the Giants.
That's it?
Yeah.
It was kind of flat.
Yeah.
And everybody just kind of sat on their
head. Yeah, that got no reaction. Right. Giants got no buzz off of that one.
Yeah, I hope he felt the sweat starting to drip down his back.
Yeah, there's nothing.
All right, that didn't work.
There's nothing worse when you're on a stage and you have this joke and there's no response. Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Let's go to John in Poughkeepsie. How you doing today, John?
Hey, how you guys doing? Love the show.
Appreciate it, man.
Just a couple quick points. This is the hypocrisy with the Hall of Fame in general, baseball especially, but football, is you're either a Hall of Famer or you're not. Mm-hmm. And when you're voting and then you want to start talking about, well, it's about the regular season numbers. Joe Namath is in the Hall of Fame. Is Joe Namath a better quarterback than Eli Manning? No way.
Right.
No way. He's in the Hall of Fame because of Super Bowl III. Sonny Jurgensen. I mean, I could list a bunch of names.
No, you're right.
This is the hypocrisy. You are either a Hall of Famer or you're not. Now, you want to talk about numbers and all that, and we had you guys had the discussion, you know, a few days ago in regards to best who's the king of New York. Yeah. And we said, what? It's based off of the postseason. How do we throw that out now when we're talking about the Hall of Fame?
Great point, Joe.
Right?
Great point. We talked
about Aaron Judge fails in the postseason, but his numbers in the regular season are phenomenal. But yet, he's not the king of New York. I mean, it can't be both ways.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong,
Tiki, John. I'll tell you what. Tiki, you are a Hall of Famer because you were the heart and soul of that Giants team that built them to become the two Super Bowl champions.
I appreciate that, John, but I don't get discussed. Because I'm not a finalist.
Eventually you will be, though, don't you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, with this process, I guess I can't confidently say anything.
I really have no idea.
The one retort I want to make about Joe Namath, because I don't think Joe Namath should have his name dragged through the mud here.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw Joe Namath play other than rewatching Super Bowl III.
Right.
All right. And I've seen highlights. I get it. Joe Namath's career numbers are very underwhelming. I mean, how can anyone deny that? He's got the same thing going that Eli had, too, with his career record, if you look at that, being under 500. Eli's was at 500.
Right.
In Joe's case, it was 62 and 63.
171? Was that it?
For Eli Manning?
Or 111.
I think it was 117 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Still 14th all-time in wins, but everybody pays attention to losses.
Understand. Bottom line, he's a 500 quarterback, so is Joe Namath. It is not fair. Because I've done it, too. I go to Pro Football Reference, and I see Joe Namath throwing 28 interceptions in a season, and I say, wow, this guy was overrated.
Different game, though.
It's a different sport.
Right.
So to answer that fairly, Tiki can't answer it, I can't answer it. Was Joe Namath better than Eli Manning? How the hell do I? You didn't watch him.
Well, I think
I don't know. The
way to think about it is, was Joe Namath one of the top quarterbacks of his generation?
I think he was for a few years, yeah. I think if you go back to 1967, 1968, and you ask someone in that moment, who are the three best quarterbacks in the NFL? I think Bart Starr was probably number one, in fairness. I think Joe Namath was a part of that discussion.
I would agree. But
so that's the edge that Joe Namath would have.
But why was he, though? Because he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think that added to it. But even before that, he threw for 4,000 yards. Like, that mattered. Yeah, that was original back then. That led the league.
True.
I think he was doing things that statistically we can't appreciate now, but I get it. Like,
right. But statistics can't tell the whole story, because if that's the case, then Drew Brees is walking in next year.
Of course, and he is.
Because, I mean, he's threw for 5,000 yards. How many times? Like six, seven?
I would think that. But don't you think, combined with the stats and the fact he won a Super Bowl, he is walking into the Hall of Fame next year?
Yeah, and he's a legend in New Orleans. I mean, he gets a lot of credit for revitalizing that place after the floods down there. So, I mean, of course, I feel like he's a Hall of Famer. But now it becomes, okay, now Drew Brees is going in. I guess that Eli's got to get kicked back another year.
Yeah, to me, that's ridiculous. If you can vote for multiple people, then why wouldn't you vote for both? Now, do I think Drew Brees is better than Eli Manning? Yes. but I don't have to pick between the two. Mm. If you're asking me to pick between the two, I think most sane people would say it's clearly Drew Brees. Even you would say that, Sean, right?
Sure, yeah.
Of course.
I'm going to love to see him outside in windy conditions, but that's
fine. I mean, well, you have to throw that in there. But you don't have to choose between the two of them.
No.
You can simply say both are Hall of Famers, but this guy happened to be better. Josh and Poughkeepsie. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How are we doing? Just two quick points, and I'll let you guys hang up. One, I kind of feel like this is partly because of what Eli did with his father in the draft. And this is kind of the NFL just getting back at him on the back end, saying, now you're going to sit and wait after what you did to us and made us look like we had egg on our face the whole time in the draft and moved your way to the Giants. The other thing is, if we're going to take it one way for regular season or winning championships, I'm so glad both of you said, you know, the knock on Eli was the regular season, and then Tiki had to say that winning championships is the main point. Look at somebody like Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, Dan Fouts are in the Hall of Fame off of their regular season accomplishments,
right,
not off winning Super Bowls.
Right. So which one is it? Like, which so one? Which,
go,
right, which one matters?
How can it go both ways?
I agree. And Josh, that's the challenge. Is it which? It's different strokes for different folks, and it doesn't feel fair. That's why it feels frustrating at times.
Well, I think
by the way, I was wrong about Drew Brees. He threw for 5,000 yards four times, but he led the league in passing seven times.
Wow, incredible. I think it depends on who you are. So, for example, Dan Marino is one of the great quarterbacks of all time. It didn't matter what he did in the Super Bowl, right, or what he did in the postseason. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of football. I think everyone agrees with that. He's up there. He's a statistical monster. So he didn't need postseasons to push him over the top.
Right.
When you are more of a borderline guy, and Eli Manning to me is a borderline guy, then you need that to push you over. I think the same goes in baseball sometimes, where the postseason is what can push you over the top. Like, I bring up Curt Schilling a lot because it still marvels my brain. He's not a Hall of Famer. Like, I can't figure that one out.
Yeah.
I thought him being maybe the most clutch postseason pitcher of our lifetime would be enough to take what is a borderline career and push it over the top. Obviously, the voters disagreed, probably because they didn't like him.
Yeah.
Probably because they just thought he was a creep, which you can think that. But to me, that has nothing to do with if he's a Hall of Famer or not. So I think that to answer that question,
but I
Eli,
think it does, though.
Should,
I think,
that?
Unfortunately, it does.
But should it?
No, of course not.
Okay,
by
to me,
way,
it doesn't.
That's certainly not the issue with Eli because he's the golden child. Everybody
right.
loves Eli.
But vice versa, though. I don't think you should necessarily get in because everybody loves you either.
I agree, but at least it takes that whatever shred of doubt that's sitting in the back of your mind. Like, if you're borderline and you don't like the guy, you're going to not put him in.
I do want to attack that one theory because he did lay out a theory, which is the NFL is punishing the Mannings because Archie and Eli forced their way to New York.
I don't think that's the case. You know why? Because Eli coming to New York made the NFL a lot of money.
Yeah, and I also think that most people have kind of moved on from it, just like they moved on from John Elway forcing his way to Denver in 1983.
But him coming to New York made the NFL a lot of money.
No doubt. And guess what? If he doesn't come to New York, he's not even being discussed right now.
No, you're right. Forget if he has the same career somewhere else, it's not happening.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, Philip Rivers is a great example because he's up for Hall of Fame discussion next year.
Without the championships.
Exactly. He's everything our last caller was bringing up. I wouldn't bring up Dan Marino because Dan Marino is an obvious first ballot Hall of Famer, but Philip Rivers has statistics that are far superior to Eli Manning. He just does. But he doesn't have those moments.
Mm-hmm.
Story of the NFL, it can be written without Philip Rivers, right?
Right.
So I think Rivers and Manning is that perfect contrasting case in which I think, again, if we're being fair, can you be fair, Sean?
Yes.
Who was the better quarterback in the regular season?
Rivers, but if you're asking me, I definitely would rather have Eli.
I just said who had the better.
Right. Okay. By 6,000 yards, Philip Rivers did.
Tommy, who had the better career?
Philip Rivers had a better regular season career than
not
Eli
Not by much,
Manning.
Though.
Okay. But,
not by much.
What? I'm just asking you a question. You're very sensitive about this.
Because you know why.
Why? Why are you being so sensitive about it?
You got me. I didn't want to be sensitive about this. Philip Rivers is the one that really bothers me the most. Because of the thing you dismissed earlier, he played with more Hall of Famers. And I'm sorry, when you play your entire home schedule of your career in literally the most perfect conditions that a quarterback could play in.
You literally can't make the argument you're making.
You
can't make that argument. Eli forced his way to play here. You can't say the other guy played in San Diego. Eli didn't want to play there.
Tommy.
Am I wrong?
That was because of the organization.
Yeah,
I understand that, but he could play in San Diego.
Can we be fair about something? Honestly.
What?
6,000 yards. That is all Philip Rivers has more than Eli Manning. 6,000 yards. You don't think playing in the second windiest stadium compared to the most perfect conditions makes up for 6,000 yards over 14 years?
Come on.
Can we be honest about that?
Bro, I was...
Come on.
The reason I said this was Lugie did it perfectly. He was just honest. He's just like, yeah, in the regular season, Phillip's better. Because then the second part to this is that Eli Manning put together legendary postseason runs that Phillip Rivers couldn't fantasize about.
Right, because he'd get to the postseason and not do that.
That's right.
Dude, I get it.
So look, watch fairness. Watch fairness. Who is better in the postseason, Tommy, Eli Manning or Phillip Rivers?
Eli Manning.
It's not close.
Not even close.
You don't have to throw caveats right in there or anything.
It's not a conversation.
Right.
Of course so it's then, not.
The regular season conversation is one.
It's closer, but it's still Phillip Rivers.
And that's all I'm saying.
That's
dude.
All I'm saying.
Evan, and I know you're not doing this intentionally.
What?
But you are speaking what has been the anti-Eli case, even if unintentionally, which is overreacting to Eli Manning's regular season.
Because here's who you're talking to. I think Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. I'm raising my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I also think it's really close. I think he's a borderline Hall of Famer. Now, if I had a little ballot in front of me and I was actually given the honor to have these votes, I will never have that honor. And by the way, I shouldn't even have this honor. But if I did, I'd put a check next to his name. But I admit to you, it's very, very close. Last night was not a travesty, unless you think people are just saying, I won't vote you on the first ballot or I'm punishing you for this. But if it's, hey, it's tough, man, like as a regular season, he was this. It's close, and that's all I'm expressing to you.
And that's fine.
And I think Tommy gets it. I think even Tiki gets it. You are just so sensitive to it.
I think I'm being sensitive because I think I see what's coming here, which is we made the case that Eli's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. We could all raise our hand and go, all right, if we're playing the ballot game, I'm even with that. I'm with that. But maybe this is me and maybe I'm wrong. I'm forecasting that this is going to go beyond now the first ballot thing. And next year it's going to be, well, we're not going to overshadow Breeze. And then the year after that, Rivers will have waited for a year. And we're going to get to this Rivers-Eli thing. And everybody's going to scream and yell about Rivers' regular season. I am just trying to be ahead of this thing because I know we're going to get to year three or four and still be having this Eli debate. And now we're going to start to see guys like Rivers get in before him. And I'm just getting ahead of this. It's going to be ridiculous.
But you bring up Rivers and you bring up, you know, playing with Tomlinson and playing with Gates. And I love Eli. Can I preface that? I'm a Giant fan. I love Eli. And I think he should have got in last night. Eli Manning, yes, he beat Tom Brady. Great defense, Hall of Fame coach. Coughlin should be in. Hall of Fame defensive coordinator. He should be in the Hall of Fame Spags. It wasn't like Eli was just carrying the team to the Super Bowl. He was on a great team.
He did in the postseason.
He did, Teak, but he also had a great defense, great defensive line that was able to get after Tom Brady. They did a lot of things defensively to stop that offense. So when he wants to trash Rivers, you could go the other way and say, but Eli was helped by other
Tommy,
people, too.
It's not about trashing anybody. To me, I think it's very simple. And I thought I clarified it in this way. As a regular season quarterback, Eli falls short. Like, Phillip Rivers has had a better regular season career. But the playoffs, and to me, the playoffs mean a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl's huge, bro. I can't ignore that. That's what puts Eli over the top. But in the regular season, it's honestly not even that close.
You also said something. Why am I mad? You said something before that's dead wrong, too, and it ties to Rivers. You said at no point in his career was Eli ever in a season a top six quarterback in the league.
Mm-hmm.
That's just wrong. 2011, the fact that Eli didn't get MVP votes, he's fourth in the league in passing. Look at all the guys behind him in offensive statistics that year. 2011, Eli also leading the league in comeback wins, all that, should have gotten MVP votes and was better than Rivers that year. I'll tell you that.
So 1 year out of there.
Okay, my point is
15.
You can't say never, and that goes back to everybody assuming defense is one Eli. 2011 is his.
So I'm looking back. I'm looking back at that season, just particularly that season, and right off the top, there are four quarterbacks who clearly had far superior statistics.
Look at passing yards. Eli fourth in the league.
I understand that. I'm looking at touchdowns and interceptions. Do those matter?
Sure.
Okay. He was probably the fifth best quarterback in the league that year. And that's the number one thing you're pointing out. Look, I think this is kind of simple when you frame it, but you make it complicated to me because you won't accept that as a regular season quarterback, he wasn't elite.
That I agree with you that he wasn't.
So stop right there.
Okay.
Because what I'm saying, and I think most of us agree, is that what he did in the playoffs was so special that that puts you over the top.
Sure.
But in the regular season, what was he?
All I'm saying is in the regular season, he was closer to great than he was
mediocre. No, he wasn't.
Then he was mediocre?
No, he wasn't. Yes, he was not close to great.
Statistically?
He wasn't.
Stats
you
back
can
me
keep
up on that, bro.
Send those stats back you up.
I'm not saying he was great.
We could argue all day because I know you don't want
to
get in on this, but most sane people don't see the stats you're putting in
the
your
biggest
head.
Three stats but,
Sean,
are yards, touchdowns, and wins.
Sean, you picked
and
one.
He's one of the best quarterbacks of all time in all three.
Head-to-head, Philip Rivers destroys Eli Manning in regular season stats. Just move on from that because in the playoffs, dude, I'm with you. We're all with you.
All right.
But you can't accept the bait. You disagree based on nothing.
Based on stats.
No, the stats don't back you up.
I just gave you how the stats back me up.
They don't. I just said it. You picked the 1 year. I'm looking at it. Drew Brees threw 46 touchdowns that year.
Evan,
Tom Brady threw 39. Matthew Stafford threw 41. Aaron Rodgers threw 45. And Eli threw 29.
Evan, can I just
ask a little bit of a drop off.
All right, can I just ask you one thing?
No, I want to move on. But you won't accept
a
simple basic premise that
this
everyone
question.
Accepts.
Answer this question. Who would you bat behind Pete Alonso on opening day?
You're also, Evan, remember, you're arguing with a guy in Sean Marash that rather have Eli Manning's career over Aaron Rodgers' career. Remember that debate?
Yes.
That's
absolutely.
Sean. So that's the guy we're talking to. Here.
Absolutely. If you're going to end up in the Hall of Fame anyway, give me the second ring.
Okay.
Let's go to Robert in New Canaan. What's up, Robert?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good. What's happening?
Hey, everyone knew this was going to be the lead topic today. And, I think you guys opened it up great by saying it's the process, it's not the player.
Right.
So I will ask the question, Kiki, do you think Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer?
I do. I absolutely do.
How about you, Evan?
Yes.
Do you think?
Yes.
Okay. Would you both rather know that he is?
What do you mean, no?
So let's go.
You mean know that he's eventually going to get in?
No, know that he belongs in there.
Yes.
And here's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You follow the LPGA model. You have to do two things to get into that Hall of Fame.
Go ahead.
You have to at least have won a major championship, the stroke average trophy, or the Player of the Year award.
Okay.
And then number two, you have to accumulate 27 points, one for each tournament victory, two for each major championship victory.
Right. So it's rote. So it's you don't even have to, it's something that can be calculated.
I don't think sports works that way, though. I don't think it can. I know there are certain stats, obviously, that make you say, okay, that guy's clearly a Hall of Famer, but I don't think it's as formulaic. Formulaic. There you go. As that. I don't think you could do it that way. I don't think it works that way.
I don't think so either, but it's interesting to think about it for a second.
Sure.
Because if you did hit certain milestones, then shouldn't you be celebrated for it?
Absolutely. And it's what are the milestones forever. Eli hit? The Super Bowls?
Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's what gets him in.
And it's not even the Super Bowl, because you can be the valet on a Super Bowl team.
Sure. It's being the key cog
and
in a Super
a ring.
Bowl. Right.
But when you're the Super Bowl MVP twice.
Yes.
I mean, you did something effective to help your team win a Super Bowl.
No question.
Right? It's not just being there. I mean, Jim Finn, my buddy Jim Finn, he won a Super Bowl ring. He was hurt before training camp finished.
Right.
And he got a ring. Right? But Eli was the reason that they won in the playoffs and ultimately in the Super Bowl against the dynastic New England Patriots.
Look, it's not a lock that when you win a Super Bowl, the quarterback gets the MVP.
No,
it doesn't always happen.
I mean, it seemingly.
Seemingly, but not always.
Not always, you're right.
Eli's done it twice. More of your calls next at 888-808-1019, plus the other big debate coming out of last night, the NFL MVP. We give you our thoughts next.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.